This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What the 70/30 formula reveals about how leaders should balance message and delivery. Why what you say matters less than most leaders think it does. In short, the 70/30 formula changes what leaders prepare for. 30% of your communication challenge is knowing what to say. 70% is being able to say it well when the pressure is on. Most leadership training gets this ratio exactly backwards. The gap between knowing and doing is not a character flaw. It is a biological reality. Close the gap with exact language, not better theory. Definition: the 70/30 formula is a communication design principle introduced in Say It Right Every Time, where 70% of a leader's preparation focuses on practical, word-for-word, delivery and scripts, and 30% on the psychology explaining why those scripts work, replacing the conventional theory-heavy approach to leadership communication. Most leaders I have watched over 60 years prepare for the wrong thing. They think hard about what they need to say, the message, the logic, the key points they want to land. They walk into a difficult conversation feeling ready. Then someone pushes back, the room shifts, or a colleague's expression sours, and the whole prepared speech dissolves. What comes out is scrambled, defensive, or worse, nothing at all. This is not a failure of intelligence or commitment. It is a failure of preparation. The 70/30 formula, which I introduce and say it right every time, explains exactly why this happens and, more importantly, what to do about it. Understanding this formula will not just improve how you communicate as a leader, it will change what you practice, what you prepare, and where you place your trust. Why leadership voice breaks down under pressure. Here is what most people understand about leadership voice at surface level: it matters. They know that how they speak in a meeting, how they deliver difficult feedback, and how they address conflict all shapes how their team sees them. That much is clear. What is far less understood is the biological reason competent, prepared leaders fall apart at the exact moment it counts most. When a real conversation gets tense, the part of your brain responsible for rational thought and complex language, the prefrontal cortex, gets hijacked by the part responsible for survival, the amygdala. Your body reads the pressure as threat. The careful words you prepared disappear. You either go blank, say something clumsy, or retreat entirely. I describe this in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time as a core reason most communication advice fails leaders. It gives them things to think about, not things to say. This is not a personal failing. It is a biological reality. And if your preparation did not account for it, your leadership voice will let you down at the worst possible time. The rehearsal trap most leaders never escape. There is a particular pattern I have seen repeat itself across decades of watching people prepare for hard conversations. They play the conversation out in their head. They imagine what the other person will say. They craft a thoughtful response. They feel a quiet confidence. Then the real conversation begins, and it goes nothing like the rehearsal. A real conversation is not a monologue. It is a dynamic, unpredictable exchange with another human being. I call this the rehearsal trap, the endless cycle of practicing a difficult conversation perfectly in your head, only to find yourself tongue-tied and fumbling when the real moment arrives. Leaders are especially vulnerable to it. They have enough self-awareness to know what good communication looks like, so their mental rehearsals feel convincing. But mental rehearsal does not train delivery. It trains the idea of delivery. This is where the 70/30 formula becomes essential. If you're serious about how leaders foster a culture of team synergy, you have to close the gap between knowing and doing, not just understand that the gap exists. What the 70/30 formula actually means for leaders. The 70/30 formula is, at its core, a ratio of preparation. 70% of your effort goes into practical delivery, the exact words you will use, the script for the difficult moments, the specific phrases that hold their shape under pressure. 30% goes into understanding the psychology beneath those scripts, the why that keeps you grounded when you're in the middle of something difficult. Most leadership communication training gets this completely backwards. It spends 80 or 90% of its time on theory, psychology, frameworks, and principles, and leaves the actual words almost entirely to the individual. The assumption is that once you understand the concept, the right words will follow naturally. They will not. Not under pressure. Not when someone is challenging you. Not when you're correcting someone you respect. And not when the stakes are high enough that your amygdala decides to run the show. Telling someone to be more confident is not actionable advice. How do you just be confident when you're feeling nervous and intimidated? You can't think your way to confident delivery in the middle of a difficult conversation. You can only have prepared it. In chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time, I frame the entire book around this principle. 70% of every chapter is devoted to word-for-word script, the exact language for the exact situation. 30% explains why those scripts are built the way they are. Both parts matter, but they do not matter equally, and that imbalance is intentional. When the ratio plays out in real leadership moments. Let me show you what this looks like in practice, because the formula is only useful if you can see it working. A manager knows she needs to address a team member's performance. She has been told the key principles: be specific, focus on behavior not character, stay calm, invite dialogue. She understands every one of those principles. But when she sits down with her team member and he becomes defensive, she freezes. The principles do not help her in that moment, because principles are not words. She needed to know exactly what to say when he pushed back, not just what the goal of the conversation was. That is the 70/30 formula failing in real time. The 30% was covered, the 70% was not. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth is something most leaders accept in theory. Delivering the feedback without the exact language prepared is where the theory collapses. Now consider a different scenario. A leader has a scripted opening for performance conversations. He has practiced a specific phrase for when someone gets defensive. He does not have to think under pressure. The words are already there. The conversation still gets uncomfortable, but he does not freeze. He delivers. This is what 60 years of watching skilled communicators has confirmed for me. The leaders whose voices hold under pressure are not smarter or calmer by nature. They are simply more prepared in the right proportion. The same pattern appears in how to handle conflict during meetings and in how to de-escalate arguments during meetings. The leaders who navigate those moments well arrive with prepared language, not just prepared intentions. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most leadership training misses this? There is a reason the theory-heavy approach to leadership communication has dominated for so long. Theory is easier to teach. A framework fits on a slide. A principle can be explained in 20 minutes. Word-for-word scripts require context, nuance, and specificity. They take longer. They feel less elegant. And there is a widely held assumption in professional development circles that adults should not need to be told exactly what to say, that great leaders should find the right words naturally. That assumption is costing people. I have watched too many leaders avoid difficult conversations altogether because they did not trust their own words to hold up under pressure. They put the conversation off, the problem grows, and what could have been a short correction becomes a crisis. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time and avoiding the slow build-up of unaddressed tension are directly connected to the same failure. There is also a subtler issue. Leaders often believe that having the exact language prepared will make them sound scripted or inauthentic. In my experience, the opposite is true. When you know exactly what you're going to say, you free your attention to listen to the other person. The words stop being a source of anxiety. The conversation becomes real. The practical consequence. What to prepare differently? Understanding the 70/30 formula means changing what you do before every significant conversation. Here is what that looks like in concrete terms. Write the exact opening sentence for any difficult conversation you're facing. Not the topic, not the goal, the actual first sentence. I want to talk about something I noticed last week, and I want to be direct about it. That is a sentence. Addressing performance issues is a category, not preparation. Prepare one specific phrase for the moment when the other person pushes back or gets defensive. Something like, I hear that you see it differently. I want to make sure I understand your perspective. Can you walk me through what happened from your side? You do not need to script the whole conversation. You need to script the moments most likely to unravel it. Separate the 30% from the 70. Before a hard conversation, spend a few minutes on the psychology. What is this person likely feeling? What outcome do I genuinely want? What tone serves this moment? Then spend the majority of your preparation on the language itself. How leaders can use the Strong Method to build synergy through every conversation builds on exactly this principle, having a reliable, repeatable system for the words, not just the intent. And the core framework gives you the psychological foundation that makes up that essential 30%. What 60 years taught me about the word confidence. I want to close with something I wish someone had told me at 32, when a single failed conversation cost me 3 years of career stagnation. At the time, everyone told me I needed more confidence. Nobody told me what to say. Confidence in leadership voice is not a feeling you generate before a conversation. It is a result you earn by being prepared to speak precisely under pressure. When you have the words ready, you do not have to summon courage from thin air. The preparation does the work. That is the real lesson inside the 70/30 formula, not that scripts replace thinking, but that exact language is the only thing that holds when the thinking gets hard. The leaders I have seen earn genuine respect over time are not the loudest or the most fluent. They are the ones whose voice remains clear and direct when everyone else's falters. That clarity is always, without exception, the product of preparation that honours the right ratio. If you want to go deeper on the word-for-word frameworks that make this possible, the full system is laid out in Say It Right Every Time. The 70/30 formula is where it begins. Frequently asked questions. What is the 70/30 formula for leadership communication? The 70/30 formula is a communication design principle from Say It Right Every Time, where 70% of the focus goes on practical delivery and word-for-word scripts, and 30% goes on the psychology behind why those scripts work. For leaders, it means prioritizing doing over theorizing. Why do most leaders over-prepare content and under-prepare delivery? Because most leadership training teaches what to think, not what to say. Leaders can articulate the right ideas in calm conditions, but freeze or fumble under pressure. Preparation focused on content alone leaves the delivery mechanism untrained and vulnerable to emotional hijacking. How does the 70/30 formula help close the knowing-doing gap? The 70/30 formula closes the gap by replacing abstract advice with exact language leaders can rehearse and repeat. When you have the precise words prepared for a difficult moment, your brain does not have to construct them under pressure, which is when it reliably fails. What is the rehearsal trap, and how does it affect leadership voice? The rehearsal trap is the cycle of practicing a difficult conversation perfectly in your head, then going blank or fumbling when the real moment arrives. Leaders fall into it because mental rehearsal feels like preparation, but does not train the actual delivery under pressure. How much of leadership voice is about what you say versus how you say it? Most experienced communicators agree that delivery carries far more weight than content in high-stakes moments. The 70/30 formula reflects this when your delivery collapses under pressure, even the right message fails to land. Tone, pace, and word choice in the moment matter enormously. Can the 70/30 formula be applied to everyday leadership conversations? Yes. The 70/30 formula applies to any conversation where the stakes feel high performance reviews, conflict moments, team corrections, and difficult feedback. The principle is simple. Prepare the exact words you will say, not just the general point you want to make. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.